The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw. Boo brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today, Larson. What's in the news?
What's in the news? SummerSlam's in the news. What's going to happen? What's going to happen is scheduled. Where is going to happen? Whatever is supposed to happen. So about a week ago or so, the mayor of Boston said that basically large-scale social gatherings, the examples I believe the mayor gave were parades and festivals, wouldn't be happening in the city until after Labor Day, so early September.
Yeah.
Putting August's SummerSlam pay-per-view, which is supposed to take place in Boston, in serious jeopardy, in terms of happening on schedule, as scheduled, where it's supposed to happen. So today, WrestleVotes has a potential update on the status of SummerSlam. This is what they tweeted, quote, "What I've learned from sources on SummerSlam. First, WWE wants to remain as is, City of Boston has made it clear that's not likely. Two, WWE is actively hunting for a new location with fans. Three, keep an eye on the South, Florida, and Georgia. Four, date may be pushed into September."
Mm-hmm.
This is five, no word on TakeOver.
All right. Yeah, I think TakeOver is like the last thing on their mind right now.
Totally.
I would think, let's see here. This is for Rhode Island. I'm looking at the Northeast for current coronavirus information. Maine, I'm looking for Massachusetts. Here we go. As of May 12th, 870 new cases reported. Wow.
So since yesterday?
Well, this is Massachusetts. It doesn't break it down by, Massachusetts. I would imagine that Boston is probably the epicenter.
I mean, it's the major metropolitan area of the state, so I would suspect
Cases in Massachusetts. Massachusetts alone.
Massachusetts got hit hard early on.
What's that?
They got hit hard early on.
All right. New tests reported today. Newly reported deaths today, 33. Newly reported cases today, 870. I don't know why I'm looking that up. Anyway, it's not looking good there. This is not shocking at all. Come September, hopefully we'll have a better idea in terms of, like, you know, how a lot of this stuff is going to shake out. But that could also be the beginning of, like, a nasty second wave. So who knows?
That's totally possible. Mm-hmm. I believe it's the state of Arizona announced that they will soon be opening up to Major League Sports, their state, without fans.
Yeah.
If WWE wants to go to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard that the state of Oklahoma was trying to woo MMA and pro wrestling events there. Florida seems to want to open up immediately. Georgia seems to want to open up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they would have their options potentially for a replacement venue amongst those states.
Yeah.
If they're willing to accept no fans there. I think that's going to be the tough thing is because Georgia just said yesterday that bars, restaurants, concert venues, stuff like that are going to remain closed. Not bars, restaurants, concert venues, stuff like that. Larger scale events are going to remain closed through the end of the month. I believe bars and restaurants are already, let me double check on that.
Yeah. But I mean, look, 4 months is a long time, is a long way from now. And there's a lot that's just uncertain.
Let me get this right. Bars and nightclubs still closed through the end of the month.
Okay.
I believe restaurants are in some capacity open.
Yeah. They're probably like spacing the tables out 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
What they're probably doing is, look, the WWE may, like, they're not going to be able to force the issue. I mean, here's the other thing also, they're not the only game in town. So if Oklahoma says, hey, we're going to start opening up to select, you know, concerts. There's a lot of concerts that are, you know, that would probably want to do, you know, there's a lot of demand for this kind of stuff. So it's like WWE, although I think they've got the political stroke to maybe get it to the head of the line. You know, there's a lot that's doubtful. I think probably what's more likely is that they are just lining things up in case some certain states open up.
They're probably doing their due diligence on that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, chances are it's probably going to end up happening at the Performance Center like everything else is. They're probably going to do some cinematic stuff like they did with WrestleMania. That mm-hmm. seems most likely, but you never know. If by some miracle it disappears tomorrow, then maybe they'll be fine.
People are booking cruise trips like it's about to disappear tomorrow.
Wow. That's shocking to me. Why don't you just get a syringe full of the stuff and put it right in your veins?
A cruise ship is the last place I want to be for the next like 5 years.
I have no desire. You never hear any positive stories coming out of cruise lines.
I was on a cruise once. It was fun.
Yeah. No. Yours is the lone positive story I've heard.
Yeah. No one else has a positive experience on a cruise boat ever.
So yeah, dude. I don't know. That's fine. They're getting there. They're lining their ducks up, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I wouldn't count on it at this point. If I was a betting man, I'd bet against it. But
like, I wouldn't be surprised if they had a show outside the PC. At that point, some state would be like, yeah, come on in. It's just the fan. The fan aspect of it, I think, is going to be real difficult.
Do you think
I know they Florida would... said that phase they were thinking of implementing, which hasn't happened to my knowledge yet, where it was, 25% of capacity. The venue was to be reopened, like, mm-hmm. for sporting events and stuff. Granted, yeah. That hasn't come to pass yet. I guess that's a possibility.
It kind of also depends on the WWE's philosophy of things. There's mm-hmm. a perception of, I mean, do you want fans if they're all going to be, if it looks like you're a Ring of Honor show, if everybody's like spaced out by 6 feet and you can, you know, hey, good job. You can see every person there. Mm-hmm, is that the kind of spectacle you want? If a state said, hey, you can come to our arena, but no fans allowed. With WWE, I mean, just because of the change in venue, would they be able to do more with that and make it look really cool, even if there's no fans there? I just don't know what the appeal is if you can't have fans
either.
There anyways.
I don't know either. But even I'm not even sure what the appeal is per se, if you know you have 2,500 people in a 10,000 seat arena. You know, you're going to hear every single person talking.
Yeah, I know that's a thing. And because here's the thing, so, it's not like you can keep like, you know, the heart. You can't put those 2,500 people in two sections where the cameras are going to be pointing to.
Yep.
You're going to have to spread them out. And I don't know what that would look like. Maybe it would look okay. I doubt it. Maybe somebody needs to sim that in, actually that's not a terrible idea because apparently there's lots of, mods for 2K18, 19, whatever, and you can actually mod it to have no fans.
Oh,
can you mod it to like have 25% of normal capacity and just see what it looks like?
That's a good question.
That's not a terrible starting point, people. Anyways,
no, it's not to get a feel of what it would look like.
Yeah.
We're about to get the feel of a new Intercontinental Champion, Steve. Yep. Take it away, please.
WWE announced on last night's episode of Backstage, which, by the way, also confirmed that CM Punk is the SmackDown hacker. Psych. They were making fun of it. That Sami Zayn is unable to defend the Intercontinental Championship and has therefore vacated the title. A tournament will begin on this Friday's SmackDown to crown a new champion. Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer himself, has mentioned that Sami Zayn has opted not to participate in the recent tapings due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Of course, he posted a really lovely picture of himself just chilling on his front porch with his dogs, I think, pretty recently. Sami responded to this particular news by tweeting out, "I disagree with this decision, and no matter what anyone says, I am still undefeated and therefore still the Intercontinental Champion." That's good that he's sort of remaining active in social media with regards to this. It gives a little bit more, you know, credence, I guess. But yeah, that's cool. So who's your early favorite?
Baron Corbin.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. It's totally going to be Baron Corbin.
They're just going to drop him in that Sammy role. He's still going to have Nakamura and Cesaro be his henchmen. They're going to put that belt right on him. Baron Corbin.
He has been United States champion. Is that true? Was he a U.S. champion? I think it was
U.S. champion. Yeah. Yeah.
So prepare for
You'd
that.
Be halfway the... Wait, no. It was a Grand Slam now. It's a world title, tag titles, and both mid-card titles.
I have no idea.
Well, anyways, he could become a Grand Slam champion.
Yeah.
Halfway there,
anyways. Has he been a tag champion? No. Okay. Oops. So, that's totally going to be the case. It really should be either Drew Gulak or Daniel Bryan, but whatever.
Or Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, but now it's totally going to be Corbin.
Of course, huge announcement. Monday in Raw, Becky Lynch is pregnant. WrestleTalk has the exclusive details on Vince's.
Hey, look at them with the exclusive. Thoughts. Good job.
Thoughts on all this. This is what they're saying. Quote, Vince is not angry at Lynch for falling pregnant. I'm not familiar with that phrase. Falling pregnant.
It sounds, we'll have to ask Wayne and Alex. It sounds like a UK thing. For falling pregnant.
It does. And is fully understanding of her decision to pursue a family. Everyone within WWE, including Vince himself, are believed to be very happy for both Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins at this time.
That's nice. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's good to know that Vince isn't such a... It has enough humanity to actually be happy for someone with such a joyous event.
He's probably thinking... I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea what he's thinking, but I'm not sure if the philosophy right now is, just do it now, get it out of the way. Maybe next year at SummerSlam, if Becky wants to come back at that point, if she feels comfortable, then cool, we'll have fans there, maybe. You know what I mean? Because right now, why do we even care? We should really be running, vintage WrestleMania matches or something.
Wasn't Ricky Steamboat fired from WWE years ago because he wanted to take time off to spend time with his kid, his newborn child?
It's a new day, man. It's a new day we're living in.
It is a new day. Thankfully, Vince has grown as a person to realize.
If he was actually pissed off, would he endeavor to conceal it?
Yeah. I think it's a situation too.
Vince McMahon's probably pissed off.
It's a situation where, the first trimester especially is the most potentially fraught in terms of complications.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, she can't wrestle.
Yeah.
She can't wrestle.
Yeah.
Like, there's no choice in the matter. She can't wrestle.
He's probably happy that, she made it through that Mania match okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Scary stuff. Anyways. Sting to AEW. Confirmed. Here's an update from PW Insider. In regard to the buzz about Sting potentially coming to All Elite Wrestling, PWInsider.com has been told by several sources close to Sting that he will not be the person who presents the TNT Championship to the winner of Cody versus Lance Archer. So, Lance Archer at the AEW Double or Nothing pay-per-view, which is something we've been asked a lot in the last 24 hours. Of course, Sting used to wrestle on TNT.
I got two things. One, Sting just tweeted about Lance Archer he was happy that he had found gotten the job with AEW because he apparently he really likes him. Two, was Lex Luger the source of this story?
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, there are the Sting and Lex Luger tag team partners for the longest time.
Okay, yeah maybe.
Or at least on camera. It's a bad joke. Anyways, continue.
No, it was a great joke. Any joke with Lex Luger is a great joke, man.
Lousy.
NXT preview today. Today, right now, we've got an NXT preview. Finn Balor first detours on the search for his attacker to first check the shit out of Cameron Grimes. It says that right here. Check the shit out of Cameron Grimes.
I mean, they use different phrase, but that's essentially what it is. What will Rhea Ripley have to say tonight? She'll probably say she wants another title shot.
Probably.
There you go. Saved you 10 minutes of time.
Matt Riddle and Timothy Thatcher to defend the NXT tag team titles against Imperium.
This should be really good.
Yeah.
Finally, this was announced on The Bump today, I believe. William Regal promises a major announcement tonight.
Mm.
What is this going to be?
He's pregnant. I'm with child. Have you ever seen that movie? What's it called? Junior?
Yeah.
The one with Arnold?
Pregnant.
Where Dutch was pregnant? Who are you? It's probably they're going to announce I don't know. I saw on Twitter some people speculating it's Mae Young 3. I kind of find that hard to believe right now.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
There are no titles.
Velveteen Dream gets another title shot.
Yeah, maybe. I'm thinking probably they're going to do like a number one contender thing.
Ladder match.
That'd be cool. They did that last time with the women. That was neat. AEW tonight.
This is shaping up to be a good show.
Yeah, man. We've got X-Lax, the Proud and Powerful. The
Santana and Ortiz.
Yeah, those guys, the Inner Circle guys. Versus Kenny Omega and Matt Hardy. That should be fun.
That'll be fun. Mr. Brody Lee taking on Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels.
Yeah, that'll happen. Hikaru Shida versus Penelope Ford versus the alien Statlander and versus the dentist Britt Baker right there.
You got that shirt right there.
And is this like a number one contender thing?
I think it's unofficially, yeah.
Okay. Britt's going to win this, man.
Yeah, yeah. MJF, he has match.
Is it going to be against it's not going to be against Pineapple Pete because Shug D, Pineapple Pete, is taking on Chris Jericho. Could you imagine that? You think he thought that was going to happen 3 months ago? Probably not.
And then finally, Lance Archer, Jake Roberts, I believe last week, said they have some sort of interview.
Caesar.
Yeah, that's going to be good. He's totally winning that title. Anyways,
oh, yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
It for News Brief. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today on Friendo Club TV. Hit that YouTube channel button for the membership. Join. Patreon.com/StephenLarson, $5, or become a Twitch sub. Hey, we just hit 200 subs on the Twitch, man. And you'll
Woo-hoo.
Get access to Friendo Club TV today. We're going to book ourselves the worst Intercontinental Championship tournament.
I got mine right here in the winner. That's bad.
Do you have eight men? Can we make it?
I have an eight person tournament. Yes.
Ooh, I love it. Okay, cool. So check that out. It's coming up soon. Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.